Hello everybody, this is a podcast, Sandy. My name is Sandy Sinner, and we're gonna talk about success on the internet. I have my special little guest today here with me. His name is Christian, and he's 12 years old.
Yes.
I'm 18, so we're gonna hear his...
opinion.
Yes, his opinion. So, like, let's start. Christian, what do you think? Can you succeed on YouTube if you're not from the United States of America?
Yes, you can. It's actually not that hard, Sandy. You just have to release content that you enjoy, you know? You can't just upload something that's trending. You have to upload something that you like. And you have to release it frequently so that you have people watching.
Like, I believe people are afraid of putting content on YouTube because they think everybody's gonna laugh at them. Like, that's true, but like, if they laugh at you, that means they watched your content.
Yeah, that's the first step to success.
Like, yeah, everybody's gonna laugh at you. Like, there's no other way. Like, you have to break the ice, you know. You have to break the ice. You have to start producing content.
Yeah, you have to keep believing in yourself that you can succeed.
It's not important about what camera you have, what phone you have, what kind of internet you have, computer. Like, I mean, you just have to start producing content. Like, I don't care if it's Instagram, YouTube, I don't know, or if you want to start selling on Amazon. Like, it's internet, private brands.
And it's not that hard to get popular as people think.
Yeah, like, listen to this. Not a lot of people are doing that shit. Like, they are afraid. And like, you have to think, if you're not from the United States of America, if you're not from the USA, it's like easier to get famous. Like, listen to this. You make a YouTube video. First people to watch that shit is like your surrounding audience, your neighbors. Do you understand? Like, your school.
Yes.
People start talking about you. You're like already famous. Mouth to mouth. You understand what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
If you start producing content, you will get eventually famous. Put content out there. Like, people are afraid, oh, I'm not gonna have, nobody watches me. Not right now, but like in month or two of producing content, people will.
And people think that people are gonna hate you, you know, but...
Some will, some will not.
You just have to look at the more popular YouTubers for that, because they have a lot of people that hate them, but more people...
Look at Jake Paul. I mean, he's the most popular YouTuber out there, like... Everybody hates him. Everybody.
But he still gets views.
He gets views as fuck, bro. He has 4 billion views in 1 year. Like, that's a lot of views. I mean, or look, Instagram. Like, people I posted pictures. I posted one picture, I got like 15 likes, like, not a lot. I posted second picture and I got 25 likes. Do you what I'm talking about? Like,
yes.
More content means more people see you. Like, if you my first picture that I got 15 likes, I posted like something in the middle of the day, and like, not a lot of people saw my shit. Like, everybody sees content in the morning. What's the first thing you do after you wake up?
Go on YouTube,
look at your phone, or before you go to bed.
The same.
Yeah, like, and that's not important. Like, I'm just telling you, you have to start producing content. Like, don't have excuses.
And release it frequently, you know?
Yeah, like, have a schedule, like, Monday, I don't know, Friday, like, I don't know, 2 times a week, 3 times a week. Like, vlog.
And it doesn't matter how many people watch you, because eventually, if you put enough work into it, people will start watching you.
Like, that's right, like, I mean, it's all about the mindset. What kind of mindset do you have? If you tell yourself in front, I'm not gonna succeed, you're not gonna put your best shit into the video. Like, people will not watch some people that aren't excited. Like, it's not... Look, it doesn't have to be YouTube.
It can be Twitch, it can be Snapchat, it can be
Twitch,
Instagram.
Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. Like, a lot of things. It's not hard. You have to break the ice. Once you break the ice, like, it's easy to talk. It's not hard. Like, listen to this. I recorded Twitch stream, like... Twitch is a platform where you record how you play video games
when
and
you live stream.
Live stream video games and people like can donate and like it's a fun thing to do. You can like have a whole career from Twitch. Listen to this. I recorded Twitch. I recorded with my phone, and my phone recorded my brother playing on his laptop. Like, it was the worst thing I have ever recorded. Like, the light was shitty, like, the sound was crippling, like, it wasn't good. And, like, I posted it. Bro, I've got 14 views. Like, it's not a lot of views, but... I didn't want to watch my own content because I was so cringy. But, like, people still watch me.
Yeah, the first video that you release, or the first picture, or whichever site you want to get popular on, the first picture that you release will be that barrier that you have to break to become famous. Because you're gonna get the feeling for it after that.
Yeah, bro, like, I'm feeling empowered. Like, 15 people watch my shittiest content I have ever produced. Like, if you think about it, that's actually a lot. Even I didn't want to watch my content. Like, my brother told me I was cringe as fuck, but I got 15 views.
And I made a video on YouTube once that I got like 30 views for, and it was a 40-second montage of a,
Yo,
of
that's
a video
a lot.
Game.
That's a lot. Like, if you constantly put content so people can see you, it's not hard to get famous, like, to get followers. It's all about the mindset. People think you have to go to Los Angeles, California, I don't know, to be successful and that shit. Logan and Jake Paul weren't successful because they went to Los Angeles. They were successful in Ohio, like the biggest forest in the world. Like I wouldn't live there. Like, it doesn't matter where you live. Just produce content.
And people don't want to release content because they have bad cameras, and everybody thinks that you have to have like
it's
a 4K
important.
Camera.
It's not important.
You can have a...
If people like you, like, they're gonna watch you. Like, it's not important. People are afraid to produce content, like, to do something about their lives. Like, don't be afraid. Fear is number one step to do... If you want to be successful, like, it's okay to be scared. Like, I was scared when I started my own company. I still am. I'm scared as fuck.
I was scared when I released my first video that people wouldn't like it because it was really bad quality. But people still watched it.
Like, it's not important likes, dislikes. The numbers are important.
It's what makes you money and gives you exposure to more viewers.
Stop sitting on your chairs. Stop eating, I don't know, McDonald's snacks. And stop complaining about how your life is like terrible. Go out there and do shit. Like, create content. Like, it's not hard. Like, I believe in you. Like, if nobody believes in you, I believe in you. Like, in today's age, in today's society, you can become famous, like, like, because you have all these outlets. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat,
and it
YouTube.
And it doesn't matter if everybody hates you, because you still get views on your content and followers.
Like, you can start your own clothing brand. Like, 7 billion people are in this world. Someone's gonna buy it. Like, am I not correct?
Look at companies like Microsoft and Razer. They all started out small. Nobody wanted their products, and now they're one of the biggest companies in the world.
In the world, yeah. That's correct. Like, Jake Paul started from zero. Like, he was an Ohio boy, like, living in the forest. But, like, he wasn't afraid to do his... to go and make his dream come true. Like, if you have a dream to become famous, like, not even famous, to finish school, people are afraid even going to college. Like, don't be afraid to go to college. You have nothing to lose. If you go to college and fail, like, fuck it.
And tried. You always want to have a backup plan because if you fail...
Yeah, I think about that. I disagree. Like, you don't have to have backup plans. Like, if you fail at YouTube, like, it's not the end of the world. Like, you have so many platforms to get famous. Like, it's incredible. Or you can just delete your channel and start a new one. Like, it's that simple. It's not hard. So please, I'm gonna tell this shit and I have to go.
Take our advice. You just start releasing content and you'll get people watching.
And you'll get better at it. First few videos may be cringy, photos may be cringy. Disaster, but like, more of that you do, the better you become at it.
You learn by experience.
You learn from your mistakes. I have done a lot of shit in my life. Like, I have my own business. I'm successful. And it's not hard. I mean, it's hard. But when you... I'm trying to say, like...
Yes.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to explain what I think. Like, it's hard. But if you believe in yourself, you can succeed. So, like, thank you for listening. We're gonna see you soon, I guess. This is Sandy Podcast, and goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.